Good morning. Can I get a good morning back? I like it. Thank you. I love how this group tries to self-regulate, kind of shushing each other, but then still talking. Good morning, ladies. Thank you. I love the good morning in return. You guys, this is one of my favorite days. It's our small group connect where we get to know who's in our small group. Some of you are probably anxious. Some of you are probably excited. And some of you are like, I already know. So, but all that to say, I love this day. And I feel like it's foundational for the rest of our time together this year. Is we set the foundation to connect relationally with one another because we feel like that's vital to what we do here at Abide. So with that, I'm going to actually pray, and we're gonna move things through things fairly quickly this morning so that we can get you into your small groups, okay? So let me pray, and we'll go from there. Father, we just come to you with what we are right now. Where we're at, what we're feeling, what we're experiencing. And we thank you that you are a God who sees us and knows us, knows intimately what's happening in our life, what's going on in our hearts and minds, what's happening physically. And God, I thank you that you see us and you want to be near to us. And so I just pray even right now as we pause that we would just be aware of you meeting us where we are. And Father, I also just pray as we launch our small groups this morning that this would be a really sweet morning, that you would be very present with us, that you would allow laughter to flow, that you would allow people to really share who they are, and that this would just be a really fun and enjoyable morning while we also get to understand your heart for what you have for us and people's expectations and hopes and all of those things. Lord, I pray that we would be prayerful about our small groups, that we would be just attuned to what you have for each one of us in our groups. So, Lord, we ask you to come, we ask you to be near, and we ask your spirit to work. And we thank you, I actually thank you, that we can walk in confidence knowing that you have put these groups together, that you're intimately involved, and that we can trust you in that, Lord. So help us trust you as well. And we pray this in your name. Amen. All right, so as I said, today is our small group connect, but one of the things we'll probably do many of our mornings, just as we're trying to memorize this together, did we lose our slideshow? Is I would love for us to read our Ephesians passage. So with that, since it's not up on the screen, why don't you guys go to page 13? And we're going to actually start at verse 14 and just read the first four verses, 14 through 18. So with that, will you read with me out loud, okay? Stand firm. Amen. All right, so small groups. One of the things that I get really excited about is to tell you that these are never put together haphazardly or willy-nilly, that we have pored over these, we have prayed over these, we have sought counsel on these. The second somebody registers, I actually get an email notification saying somebody registered. And if it's somebody where I'm like, oh, I'm going to need to, I begin praying, God, where do you want this person? And so that starts immediately once your name becomes on the radar. And I have shower epiphanies. where I'm showering and suddenly it's like, oh, okay, that actually works. Because it truly is like a puzzle. Or I'll have a car epiphany, or the shower ones are the best, though, because I can't write it down in that moment. Neither can I while I'm driving. But I also am asking, we want God to lead this process because he cares about each one of you. And he also knows that every group, where your place matters, and that you feel something, you experience something, you're going to navigate. So it matters. And so we just, I'm so prayerful to ask God to lead these groups. And I'm also aware that he already knew the second you signed up where he wanted you. So the question then is, God, where are you placing this person, right? Where do you want them? And so I also want to just mention, not all requests were able to be honored, but I try to honor requests. That's really, really vital, because I know sometimes that's where your comfort is to have that request honored. And so I just want you to know, if your request wasn't honored, I'm super sorry. There are a couple of you I was even able to email you and tell you ahead of time that I wasn't able to honor your request. But if I wasn't able to tell you ahead of time and you end up disappointed, forgive me. I just ran out of time to contact you and let you know. So I apologize for that, because that would be my intent, is to actually have that conversation with you. All that to say, I really believe God is in this. And lots of conversations with the small group leaders, lots of texts, lots of emails. I mean, this is very much thought over and prayed over. Are you catching that? Okay, good. So with that, I just want to talk a little bit, and I share this every year, so sorry if this is on repeat and you're like, I've heard her say this every time, but I'm going to keep saying it, is I want to talk about what makes, about you and your small group. And when we come into these spaces, we want to make love primary. And what I say is, if everybody, every one of us is coming and looking at how we can love rather than how we'll be loved, I can assure you everyone in this room will be loved. Right? But we come often wondering, am I going to be okay? Who's going to love me? Who's going to see me? And it's just a paradigm shift. If you come going, how am I going to love others this morning? It shapes everything for all of us. So that's the call, is that we make love primary, and we're looking out for how we can love others. Second, be who you are. Okay? There is a temptation in these groups to be who you wish you were. Or to be who you think people think you are. Or to be the most powerful or the most knowledgeable person in the room. Those things are never helpful for a group. We're not about posturing here. We're just about coming with who we actually are. And so I just encourage you, there's going to be temptations. We all have felt them, those temptations to think, okay, I want to sound smart in this moment. Or whatever it is, right? And just... Oh, but you are smart, by the way. So you but all that to say, we all know what it feels like to have that internal moment where you're like, okay, do I kind of just act a way that seems like it's what it's supposed to be? And I'm like, just bring who you actually are. And if we all do that, it's an honest, vulnerable, awesome place to be, right? Say what you actually think, too. I share this story every year. But it's not just about giving the right answer, because the way we actually grow is not just about giving what we think we're supposed to do. It's about grappling and wrestling and saying what we actually are questioning or wondering about. It reminds me of this Sunday school story of a teacher who's like, hey, you guys, okay, they're like third graders. What is the thing that has like a really bushy tail and it eats nuts and it runs trees? And they're like, Jesus! Because they think that's the right answer to everything, right? And let's not be the women doing that. Let's actually just, let's not just regurgitate what we think is the right answer or what you've heard. Actually, what you are wrestling with and grappling with, that helps us all learn together. And remember, your honest thoughts matter. You bringing who you are and your honest thoughts, they matter. And they help shape the other people around you. And then I also just want to remind you, you are not your ideas. So if somebody disagrees with you or has a different thought or is like, hey, let's look at it this way, that's not a slight against you. That's just, we're talking about things together. We're figuring this out together. We're grappling with issues. And so you are not your ideas or your thoughts or your opinions. You are you and you are valued, but we want to wrestle through these ideas together. And so we're going to need the space to do that without people being offended personally. So the last thing I will say on this section is, remember, you need to have space for other people to think differently than you do. And I say this every year, but thoughtful, smart people think differently than you do. Thoughtful, smart people think differently than I do. People who love Jesus deeply and care about him deeply think about things differently than you do. And so we don't want other people's thoughts or opinions to create turmoil in our own soul. Does that make sense? If you are somebody, when somebody else shares a differing thought or opinion on something and it creates, right, that actually might be more of a clue to not be worried about what they're thinking or experiencing, but actually tending to what's going on in your own soul, where that's, you're having to wrestle with that. Now, not to say that there's all sorts of things that we talk about that are hard and challenging, and we figure that out together. But I just want to remind you that you are amongst people, and you need to trust that they are seeking the Lord, that the Spirit is at work in them too. And if they have different ideas or opinions, God's at work in them, and trust that work as well. So, all right. So a couple of other things to note. Your group is not designed to just be a chat time. It's not just shooting the breeze or updating people on your life. Though we love to chat, ladies, but you can do that on the patio. So that's your chat time. It's not a lecture. So if one person is just having a one-sided dialogue and imparting their info, then that is not what this is intended to be. It's supposed to be a conversation. And the truth needs to be, so let's say that people are, the truth needs to be discovered and not fed to people. Can I say that again? The truth needs to be discovered and not fed to people. People can receive it better when they actually are able to discover it. So if you're pounding somebody over the head with something, that's probably not the best way to do it and to lecture them. Okay, it's not intended to be a debate. And so when you have two people who disagree and are trying to win, that is not what this is intended to be. We're all just trying to find the truth and understand the truth together and to understand God's heart. So when people disagree, don't try to win the conversation, okay? And it's not a therapy session. So if someone is completely dominating the group every time with their needs, then I want to just point out that's probably not what this group is intended to be. Hopefully somebody will intervene and say, we have another space for that, a professional counselor. all that to say, we want to love one another well. We want to be a space where we can share real life. But if somebody's dominating with their needs, and obviously there are sometimes great needs where it will dominate. I don't want to say that. But you guys understand what I'm saying, where this doesn't become a therapy session for somebody. So what is it designed to be? We want our small groups to be women growing as disciples of Jesus, committed to seeking the truth together with the desire for God to shape and transform our lives. That's what we want happening in these small groups. And so with that, in your study guide, you guys actually had your ground rules that were in there. And this is the first time, you guys can totally laugh at me that I did this, but I actually put a little place for you to sign that you were committing to these, right? I've never done that before, but it's like, hey, sign your name on the dotted line, man. All that to say, we're going to ask you guys to do these, to commit to these ground rules. We believe these are ground rules that really help to make for a vital and a vibrant small group. That is, commit to being there, and I know things come up, but your presence matters because you're a part of this group, and so commit to being there. Protect confidentiality. Avoid harmful behaviors. I'm on pages 20 and 21 if you want to turn there right now. Be aware of sensitive topics. Be mindful of everyone and minimize distractions. So I'm not going to go into the details on those, but I just want you to know we're asking everybody who's part of a small group to commit to being committed to these things. So we would love for you to be aware of those. All right. With that, I'm going to actually invite all the small group leaders to come up and stand up here, if you will. Small group leaders, come on up. There they go. Here they come. They're coming. I love that. Somebody was about to clap. I think this deserves massive clapping. just want you to know this is a lot of small group leaders, right? So we have 16 small groups, and most of them have two people that lead. A couple of them have one, but we'll be searching out somebody else to help lead. But I just want to say, these women are awesome. I think that they shape your experience at Abide probably more than anything else. So pressure's on, ladies. I have to say, I love each one of these women so much, and I'm so grateful, and they're so committed to being with you guys and to loving on your groups and to facilitating that time. And so just want you to see their faces. And then I'm going to actually, and this is crazy, I know to do with almost 200 women in groups, but I'm actually going to read the groups off. And the reason I do that is twofold. The main reason I do that is because every one of you matters. And so I want your name read. The other thing is, I think sometimes I have had people in the past, this is very practical, but go, I didn't see which slide I was on. So we're gonna read them off. But I also want to say I'm super excited about these groups. Like, really, really excited about these groups, but I also know that you can step into your group and you can sit around the table and have a moment of disappointment where you're like, oh, this isn't quite what I expected. That's just real. Can we acknowledge that? But what I will say is I want you to trust that God has something for you, and that as you sit with that group, there's going to be something amazing. And so it's okay to be disappointed. I've had women say, I was super disappointed, and now these are some of my sweetest people in my life, right? And so I just want you to have the paradigm to think, this could be different than I expect. And don't judge a book by its cover, right? Aren't we all taught that, right? So all that to say, give it a fair shake. Trust God is in this. As you see your names up on there, the spelling is often wrong, and that's because I was just typing it in quickly, so forgive me on that. I might also pronounce your name wrong, and I'm sorry about that, but I will say every one of your names because they matter. All right, with that, I would love to announce our first group. Do we have it? Yvette and Mary's group. Yvette and Mary, will you put your hand up right here in the center? This is Yvette and Mary. We have Teresa Cairns, Gina Carpenter, Deborah Cowles, Sandra Grant, Heidi Kane, Karen Lee, Nancy May, Jody Ricketts, Adriana Sellers, Laura Smith, and Stephanie White. And you guys will be on the main patio. Can we all just give them a kudos for being outside on the patio? So they're going to have a contingency plan when the weather does not permit that. All right, our next group will be Tina and Ginger. Tina and Ginger, where are you guys? Ginger, right there. Tina, right there. Tina and Ginger. Last year they got like a full-on wave. Okay, there it is. I like it. I do not have COVID, by the way. I've tested several times. Just so I want you all to know. Tina and Ginger's group. We have Allie Bray, Kelly Callahan, Pam Cashin, Alyssa Clark, Taryn Boyd, Stephanie Leeper, Carrie Olson, Wendy Cleaver, Sam McClellan, Marilee Pishel. Marilee, how am I doing it? I did it? Okay, we'll take it. Donna Toberty and Michelle Vale, and you guys are going to be in room 6. By the way, when you have a number, if you go down this hallway, all of the rooms have a number up above the room, and all of the offices have a number above the room, okay? So that's what you're going to look for. All right, our next group, Terry's group. Terry, where are you? Terry is without Anne. I divided these two this year. They're amazing to let me do that. Let me just say that. All right, so this is Terry's group. We have Diane Bjorkman, Joni Clayton, Diane Cotton, Karen Dort, Cindy Egner, Carolyn Erickson, Sherry Fenley, Wendy Johnson, Sandy Moody, Chris Welch, and Nancy Wilson. And we'll add Debbie Farr to that list. All right, room 5. You guys are in room 5, which is also down this hallway. Okay, Sue's group. Where's Sue? Sue, here's Sue. This is Sue's group. All right, we have Liz Barman, Barbara Burkhausen, Judy Brixey, Wendy Enkema, Lynn George, Donna Hiltz, Shelley Petrilli, Suzanne Reinhardt, Marilee Schneider, Sandy Stransky, Ruth Williams. So you guys will be in room 1, which is actually on this side of the hallway, on that side. I just want to say, if you guys wonder why I know your names, because I have literally prayed over them for the last several weeks. So I at least know them on paper. It's about putting the paper with the face. So, okay, next one. Sherry and Terry's group, you guys will be in the sanctuary in this corner, and we've got Kathy Arts. Oh, wait, Sherry? I didn't even put you out. Sherry, where are you? There you are, Sherry. All right, Terry's not here. Kathy Arts, Nancy Carpenter, Gail Fortier, Deborah Guthrie, Abby Hubbard, Lisa Grable, Jean Humphrey, Jan Langford, Joyce McAdams, Catherine Mull, Debbie Mullen, and Diane Weisberg. You guys will all be here in the sanctuary. And by the way, they're going to be booting you guys out of here every week, all right? So just listen to them. They're like, get out. So, all right. Next group is Tracy's group. Tracy isn't here, but Becky Gloria is going to be leading that group. And they'll be in Office H. We have Becky Gloria, Raya Lou Page, Haley Gonzalez, Stephanie Dorr, Jessica Murrieta, Rebecca Ortiz, Julia Patton, and Erica Maryhugh. You guys will be in Office 8, which is actually the overflow office. All right, next one. Judy and Christy's group. Where are Judy and Christy? There they are. Yay. By the way, they have the largest group because I had people, that's a long story, but it's God's grace that they're willing to take on this many people. Let's say that. Okay, we have Candy Byron, Marianne Daniels, Doreen Davis-Fuhr, Gail Humphreys, Sandra Smith, Nancy Portale, Linda Thorne, Dahl Robinson, Ellen Schaller, Melissa Scobie, Carolyn Takata, Anne Marie Williams, and Maggie Brooks. So you guys will all be in the high school room, which is across the patio. All right, next group, Jenny's group. Where's Jenny? This is Jenny Beasley. All right. Jenny's group is going to be in the atrium right out here. I just got a new umbrella that moves around if you end up needing it yesterday. So, very exciting. I'm very excited about the new umbrella. Okay. They will also need a contingency plan, but they're in the contingency is room 9, but you're in the atrium. Okay. Sarah Cephalia, Sarah Bobar, Kimmy Storm, Kendall Carver, Claudia McCandless, Raquel Reza, Nikki Walker, and Danny Elwell. So you guys are all going to be in the atrium. All right. Next group. Janice's group, they cry a lot apparently because we put them in the cry room. So this is Janice. And in her group will be Stacey Healy, Tracy Kelmdenny, Janet McAleer, Cody Miller, Diane Sargissian, Elizabeth Peckinpah, Fran Park, Theo Zook, and Sandra Goldwater. You guys will all be in the cry room, which is behind those glass right there. Anne's group, a brand new group, Anne. Thank you for taking on a brand new group. I am super excited about this brand new group. In this group, we have Kimberly Bernatz, Kelly Fischbacher, Christy Owen, Kristen Sanderson, Patty Chu, Michelle West, Ashley Bresenden, Jamie Mathisrud, Corrine Schroeder, Cozy Stavertlich, and Teresa Roberson. You guys will all be in room 7, which is at the end of this hallway. Did that create all sorts of questions? There's a lot of talk after that one. Wow. Okay, so that's Anne's group. Next group will be Diane McCardle's group. You guys will be in the living room, which is behind this panel here. Sue Beck, LaVon Biddle, Jan, oh, Sue's not actually part of this. I'm sad. Okay, LaVon Biddle, Jan Brown, Lynn Brown, Sharon Canfield, Sherry Carlton, Hazel Deshaun Smith, Arlene Garrett, Joan Canella, Joyce Marimoto, Jackie Retberg, and Judy Rindall. You guys will all be in the living room. All right, next one. And Diane wasn't here. Cindy and Vicky, where are you guys? Right here, Cindy and Vicky. Your group will be Kim Adams, Barry Brown, Nancy Brown, Becky Dombrowski, Julie Lloyd, Gretchen Miller, Nancy Moeller, Mary Paulson, Wendy Turney, and Corrine Fredrickson. You guys will be in Office 12, which is actually Dave's office. So just soak it all in right there, right? All right, let's see. Leslie's group. So Leslie isn't here. I'll actually be leading this group this morning. Which I'm excited about that. And this is a brand new group as well. So super excited. We have Kathy Edgley, Claudia Wenzel, Karen Mudgett, Ann Volsticky, Sue Taylor, Shelley Albany, Linda McBride, Bobby Bradley, Nan Piper, Seda Sarkissian, and Adriana Foucher. How do you say it? Okay, she's not here. Is she here? She made her coffee. She made coffee. I remember. how was the coffee today, everybody? You got some good coffee shout out. All right. Let's see. We have Karina and Emily's group. Where are Karina and Emily? They're over here in the corner. I like a little woohoo for their group. I like it. They'll be in Office 11, which is actually my office, which is over in the corner here. And that's Lauren Brooks, Kelsey Claypool, Judy Leeper, Amy Allred, Valerie Hampton, Nancy Otis, Linda Patton, Anita Regeer, Trisha Regeer, and Ainsley Henderson. So that is in Office 11. Do we have more or is that it? Carrie's group. All right. So we have Carrie's group. You guys are going to be in the junior high room across the patio. We have Nancy Bauerlein, Margie Berg, Amy Bryant, Debbie Chan, Donna McDonald, Caitlin Patton, Angie Rounsevelle, Vicky McGinnis, Laura Melama, Erica Mary, who is actually not in this group. That's my bad. She's not in this group. I'm sorry. Katie Rowley, Ellie Junger, and Joy Young. So that they'll be in the junior high room. Yes, I like claps. Okay, Amy and Phyllis. They're right here. Amy and Phyllis right here. Yeah. I love this. This is my favorite. Phil Hamm, I saw you do that. All right. They'll be in room four. Room four is in this hallway. Angela Henderson, Nicole Hill, Michelle Safel, Michelle Driver, Ellen Gallimore, Stacia Lowe, Jennifer Mansour, Vicky Riedel, Mo Vanderhayden, and Connie Way. You guys will all be in room four. And as that is, that is it. All right. Let me just pray quickly over this. God, you are in this. You are over this. Be with us this morning and allow us to enjoy our small groups. We love you and we want to love you more. We pray this in your name. Amen. Go enjoy your small groups.